And it's my great pleasure to welcome Jose Ortiz to Racetrackers. Hello, Jose.
Hello, how are you? Thank you.
A big weekend for you. Congratulations. A classic victory in the Belmont Stakes. And two grade ones on the same day. That must have been some thrill.
Yeah, thank you. It feels very good. Been very happy and blessed to be able to win that race.
It's the biggest stage, and it continues a run that you've had. You had a wonderful year in 2016, but now through 2017, you already have 16 stakes wins and four grade one wins and a classic win. So kudos to you and to your agent, Jimmy Riccio, for riding for a number of different trainers. And I want to go through the Belmont race a little bit if you can.
The horse broke really well, and he put me in a good position going to the first turn. I think that was the key for the race, being right where we were, right behind Irish Warcry, and wait there. Sometimes started backing up a little, so I got plenty of room to go. So I went outside of Irish Warcry, and my horse gave me a great run.
Well, you spoke about that beginning, and it seems like you did hustle him out of the gate, and you maintained your position into that first turn. And could you tell that everyone behind you was fanning out wide and kind of losing ground?
I mean, I did. I did hustle him out of there. That was the plan, get him to play well and hustle him out of there to end up in a good position going to the first turn. That's what I did. I'm glad it worked out perfect because we were right where we wanted to be.
No, it was a beautiful trip all around. And then I guess mid-stretch or so, when you really had it go after Irish Warcry and a team there for a while, you were on even terms. It seemed like you got out towards the middle of the track. Was that a better place to be during the day?
Sorry, I didn't hear you well.
It seems like you got in the stretch. You were a little bit off the rail. You were further out in the middle of the track. Was that a place that was playing better most of the day?
Not really. When we entered in the stretch, I hit it left. He switched lead and he took off. And I hit it left-handed at the same time. And he started running. And I felt like I was going to pass that horse in front of me. And he drifts two or three paths. But I didn't want to take the momentum away from him. I knew nobody was near me in the outside, so I wasn't going to foul anybody. So I just let him drift and keep running because he had the momentum. But I think it was fair the whole day. The track was very fair. The maintenance guy did a great job. It was pretty fair in everywhere you go.
Well, you speak about how he drifted wide a little bit. and then when he switched leads, it seemed like he came down onto Irish Warcry. Were you concerned at all that he was going to keep going and lean on the second horse?
I was concerned a little bit by the when we passed the 3/8 pole going to the quarter pole. Rajiv was still very easy in hand. He looked good in front of me. But I knew that I got a horse. So, but when he switched leads, going to a 3/16 pole, I knew I was gonna get him because my horse really took off and he really, I felt like I had him passing the 8 pole.
Right. Well, as you came close to the finish line, it seemed like you drifted in a little bit, and then it was unclear to people at the racetrack. There was an inquiry in the race, but it was unclear whether it involved your horse and the second horse, or whether it was just the horse whose rider lost the iron. Did anybody find anything about that?
The inquiry was about what happened in the first turn. It had nothing to do with us. At that moment, I switched my stick to the right hand and I hit him because my horse, when he made the lead, he always tried to pull himself a little bit. So when I realized wasn't nobody coming. So I said, let me go back to the inside horse because that's the horse that's going to keep me rolling, you know. And Rajiv came out like a path and a half too, but we never touched, and the inquiry wasn't about us. We got a very clean race, both of us, and not choose the best old one.
No, I agree. Well, that's wonderful. I mean, you rode for Todd Pletcher, and you don't ride that often for Todd Pletcher, and that's a powerhouse barn. I, you know, he was... I'm sure he was thrilled with the ride. You've done so well for him. And now you seem to be riding crisscrossing the country on top horses. As I said, you had that wasn't your only Grade 1 win that day. You won the Manhattan with Ascend, with, again, a beautiful stalking ride. Do you want to talk about that trip a little bit?
Ascend, you can see the form. He came from far behind the last race, and he had a great run in Loro in the soft grass. But they went a little faster. And Saturday, the plan was to the same thing. Hoselmare there a little bit. I tried to take the most ground that I could. I Hoselmare the gate, put him close because I knew it wasn't going to be no pace. So I was in a good position going to the first turn. I saved the most ground that I could, and then I followed Leparu with Water Approval. When I asked him to go, he responded very well. Great training job by Glam. He bring it ready 100%, and he get it done.
Congratulations. That's a wonderful hour and a half for you. One of the things that was so interesting was, unlike a lot of riders, when they win the Classic or they win the Belmont, you did not take off the last two mounts of the day. In fact, you actually picked up an extra mount. How do you pull yourself back together so quickly after such an emotional and huge win to ride in the last two races?
I mean, the race was already done. You got to keep doing what you're doing. You know, they run the Belmont once a year, but we got to keep adding those kind of races every year, you know? So I try to enjoy my Belmont moment as much as I could, with the picture and the trophy and everything. But when they come get me and telling me if I wanted to take off or I wanted to go hotel back to the jockstrom, I say, all right, Todd, congratulations. I congratulate all the owners, and I hugged them, but I said, I got to go. And I went, and the horses run very well. Hello, Don Julio ran second, and the other one won, so it was a good hustle.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, Jose, you know, you're on 9 more today, 9 more tomorrow. Continued up the good work. You're riding for multiple trainers, and you're now getting your fair share of attention in the Grade 1 stakes races nationally. And you know, congratulations to you, and just a wonderful weekend for you. And we thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jose Ortiz, everyone. Thanks again.